PD Sunday, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida. Listen, I just got off the aircraft. I just landed here and I hooked up the laptop, took my stuff out. You know that if there's two beds in a room, I'm here at the Hyatt. There's two beds in a room. One bed is usually marked off for the clothes. You just lay your clothes out. I did that. Laid the clothes out. Got settled in. And I am doing PD Sunday. And this is extremely late for me. 7 p.m. now. Got up early. Left Philadelphia roughly at around. See, my flight was delayed. But I left there. Woke up at around 6. And head to the airport at about 8. Listen, today I want to talk about what you put out there in the world. I was sitting next to a 23-year-old, and literally every other sentence out of her mouth was something negative. And it was about her job. It was about the people in her job. And, you know, well, I gave her a tool. I said, listen, she's a flight attendant. I said, you know, if you have a problem with airport operations, which is the ones that board the plane. So you got in flight, which is the flight attendants, and there's this disconnect between the people that are boarding the plane. They open the door and they're like, let's go, let's go. Are you ready to board? Because there is a sense of urgency built around the airline industry where they have to get these planes out on time and they have to board the aircraft. They know they have 16 wheelchairs. So, you know, they open the door and they're ready to go. They're like, okay, I'm going to clean this bad boy, service it, and it's time to go. And she's like, oh, man, they're just super, just like, they don't see me still cleaning. They don't still see me doing my job yet. Well, I understand that. The one thing that I tell, and you know, I am from the airline industry. I'm a supervisor in that field. So I tell my people, I say, guys, when you open the door, I want you to ask them, hey, how's your day? You know, if they need anything, do they want some water? They need some coffee. You know, you genuinely care about their day. I agree with her. Too many times we're just like, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Without finding out about the other person's day. Yeah, at bare minimum. But for her, I told her what she needs to do. And she needs to do it rather quickly. And I told her I'm going to check up on her in a month. Is when she opens the door, don't expect that that person. Do not expect that that person's going to be mean. That person's going to be rushing. Expect that person's going to be so helpful, so super helpful, so aware of her needs, and they're going to collaborate and work together for the sense of the goal to get a plane out on time. So I told her, hey, just change your mindset. And as I'm sitting there in the plane, I realized how annoying I am, even listening to negativity anymore, or how just it's too much. It's too much. I don't even want to listen to it anymore. So what we need to work on today on PD Sunday, I know you got a few hours left. And as I'm reading a great book on this whole thing, your inner power and controlling everything, controlling your emotions and knowing that there's no good or bad. It's just this neutral vibrancy and your ego plays a part in to try to make everything a contradiction. And what I mean by a contradiction is you want to be nice and cozy and it's raining and cold outside. You want your day to go perfect and you're in traffic. So it's just a huge, big contradiction that we're working against all the time. So this imbalance of, you know, what you want from what you're actually getting in your reality will cause you to have some kind of pain, some emotional pain, some frustrations, or whatever it is. But what I'm telling you is that you have to take control of this thing called the ego, which I'm learning a lot about myself. So it's, first of all, being aware of these thoughts and being aware of what we're saying to ourselves, being aware of what's happening to us in our own reality. And let me just be clear with you on what reality is. Reality is an agreement, okay? We agree that I flew on a plane because I said I flew on a plane. You agree. The person next to me, hey, are we on a plane right now? Yes, we're on a plane. Agreed. We're both in the same reality. Reality is real. It is an agreement that we're both. If someone comes up and says, hey, guys, this is a spaceship. The people in both agreements says they look at that person and say, OK, you're a psycho because this is a plane. This is an aeroplane. So you need an agreement for it to be a reality. But before that, understand that my reality, the person that says it's a spaceship, hey, we can't knock him, okay? We can't knock him. We can say for days and days, yeah, maybe you probably need to go to bed. But we cannot knock that person because that's his ego. That's his reality. That's his universe. But as long as it doesn't tangle or interfere with the human experience and my experience, I have no problem, brother and sister. So how do you do this? Well, for one, it's understanding who you're speaking to. It's for one, understanding that everyone is going through their own journey, is trying to make everything right in their own life. And maybe we shouldn't be so hard on them. And the number two thing is, which really to me is the number one, don't be hard on yourself. You're going to be negative sometimes. You're going to go through these little spurts, these little hills and valleys. And it's only because we are human. And it's because that we're trying to live out this contradiction and try to get right. But I look internally now and say, okay, well, what's my internal feeling? See, here's the best quote of ever. This is why I knew Think and Grow Rich didn't work for me. Because I don't think we should think and grow rich alone. It's a great philosophy, but I believe it's feel and grow rich. Feel and grow rich. What are you feeling? What are you feeling right now? How does this make you feel? How does that person make you feel? How does this situation make you feel? How does this deal make you feel? You know, I've been like predicating my feeling, postulating my feeling out there before even meeting someone. I can kind of tell who a person is by the response I get back in the form of energy. Okay. And this has everything to do with life and everything to do with it. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Until next time, comfort.